Warning. Warning. White girl about to drop it like it's hot. In 3, 2, 1.
It's Shandycast time. I hope you're enjoying our tips and our freebies and hope this helps you in your journey of voiceover. This is just our little bit of information that we can give to you, our free little tip. We do this every month in our Shantycast news. You can have a look for other archives in our website at micnme.com. That's micnme.com. Go into our podcast section and our newsletter section where you can hear various tips of the month. I was toying this month. I was going to talk about your audience and really get in touch with voicing to your audience, but I think I'm going to save that for another month. I really feel the need to talk to you about something that I've learned, that I've had to go through myself because it's something that I suffered from, and it's called justification. So this month, we're going to talk about justifying. One thing I notice as a coach, now that I'm aware of justifying and what I do and what that means, which I'll explain, the more I am aware of it, the more I see it in everybody that I coach. So here's how it works. I give you a direction, and then you give me a reason as to why you made the choice you made. Now that makes sense, doesn't it? Well, I should give you a reason. I made this choice because... But in the end of things, with a director and a talent, the justification doesn't matter. Why you chose what you chose isn't as important as just following my direction and adjusting. So here's how it sounds a lot of the time. So I'm not sure if you're aware of this. This was pointed out to me by a lady by the name of Jane. She was on the Bob Bergen cruise, and she's a big audiobook personality and narrator. Jane spoke to all of us at the cruise, and the most profound thing I think I've ever heard anyone say to me, which for me was a big lesson, was she said, "You need to stop directing while you're being directed." At first, I didn't understand what she meant, but then she explained it a little further. She talks about how when a director is giving direction and you're sitting there nodding your head, going, and you're ready to interrupt them at any time. Because literally what you're really saying is, would you shut up? I know what you're saying and I'm going to do it anyway. Now I know some of you think, oh, I'm not thinking that, not at all. But you, deep down, you kind of are. You're basically saying, look, I'm going to show you how smart I am. I'm going to answer that before you even get to say it. Now, that might seem like it's a smart thing to do, but really, is it? Isn't that overstepping the director's position? The director is paid to tell you what to do. That's what the director is paid for. You are paid to do what you're told to do from the director. You are paid to connect. You are paid to take it off the page. You are paid to do your own thing with it, yes. But if there's direction, they override your choices. Your job is to bring something to them. Their job is to work with what you bring. Now, they may have to readjust what you brought to the table and change it to their way. But the thing is, when are you ever voicing it for you? When are you ever just voicing a project for just you? You're voicing it for this particular brand. You're voicing it for this particular client, for this particular radio station. Very rarely are you ever, well, in fact, never, because even when I voice as me, I'm voicing for you. I'm voicing for the workshops. I'm voicing for the newscasts, the shantycasts, the tip of the month. These are all the things I'm voicing for, and it's really not for me. I'm the director in this case, so I don't have to answer to anybody. I think that's why we like this position so much. But I do know now how to take direction and how to listen to it. And in fact, her one little comment, I don't know if she's known how much of an impact it made on me, but that one little comment she said, I've also been able to experience in my personal life. Because if you are nodding and ready to answer what they're about to say, let's say to your spouse, you're not listening. You're in a mode of proving. I'm going to prove to you I know what you're saying, or I want you to stop it so I can finish it for you, or, you know, and I'm bad. I finish people's sentences. I mean, it's just awful. And I think it's because I'm so smart. This intuition kicks in and I know exactly where you're going with that. But why can't I give someone the value and credit enough to let them finish what they have to say? What we have to say is very important, and what someone else has to say is equally important. And a director, well, that's even more important than what we have to say. When you're given direction, take the time to listen and then respond. Repeat it back if necessary, but take the direction. So I've been noticing this a lot lately. I'll go to give a student a direction, and they'll say, oh, well, yeah, but I was choosing this because of, deep down, what I want to say at that point in time, I know I shouldn't give this away, but I want to say, so? I don't care. I don't mean that rudely. Anyone who knows me knows I care a great deal about every person that I teach. I do. I care a great deal about what I do, the result of that. But the reasons you chose this and this and this, when I want you to go here instead of there, it doesn't matter anymore. The why of what you chose to be the little girl doesn't matter. The fact is, I need you to be an older girl now. So instead of spending all this time explaining why you chose this and why it should be this way, can you spend more time to just adapt and change it to make the director happy, to make the client happy? Because those are the ones that matter the most. Justification is fine for certain reasons. I don't know, maybe if you're in court, but really they're not necessary as much as we use them. I listen to that with my daughter and myself as well, my youngest, and I will tell her, well, you need to do this. You know, honey, you need to clean up your room. Well, I was going to, but, well, you know what? Does that but really matter? Her reason why she hasn't cleaned her room yet, does it really, really matter? What matters is she needs to go ahead, acknowledge that, and get it done. Try and find a way to adapt this into your work life. Try not to give reasons of why you didn't do what you did. Try and find ways to just do it. Listen, respond, and adapt. It's the best way to get through a directing session. Remember, they are paid to do what they're doing, and you're really taking away their job. Another thing I see is that I'll start giving you direction, and you will either be already on that first script and be voicing that line out loud, or you will be into the next paragraph, or you'll be somewhere else, but you will talk over the fact of what I'm saying. Now, when I'm recording, especially in a demo, and I'm talking to you, I'm actually recording what I'm saying when I record. Now, I don't talk, obviously, during your takes, and there are better, more elaborate studios that know how to separate this a little better than I have. However, I like hearing my direction on the recording so that it helps me when I'm doing the editing. So when I'm directing you, and I say, okay, I want you to try the line this way, and then you start doing it while I'm talking, well, now I can't use your take. So that was a waste of time. Allow yourself to think of what you have to think of, but remember, if you're thinking of how to say the line while I'm still talking to you, you're not focusing on what I'm saying still. So take time to focus on what the director says first, then give a moment to readapt, and then try the line out loud. Interrupting direction is probably a huge pet peeve for directors. It's a new pet peeve of mine, and I'm seeing it more and more the more I direct. I'm trying to be very patient with it, and I try and point it out to you right away so that you don't have to go through that trial and error. So, if I'm directing you one day, and I interrupt you and tell you, stop interrupting me, please don't take it wrong. Just know I'm trying to help you to be the best talent you can be. And that's what we need to do. Learn from our mistakes. We're nice enough to share them with you, so I hope you'll be nice enough to learn from them. Thank you, Jane, for that amazing tip. We'll credit you right next time, I promise. Until next time, everyone, thanks so much for tuning in. Don't justify, just enjoy. Listen, absorb, and react. That's all you have to do. Until next time, everyone, take care, and we'll see you next time on Shantycast. I'm Debbie Monroe. If you'd like to learn anything more about me and our workshop information, go to www.micenme.com. That's micenme.com or debbiemonroe.com. But don't forget, I couldn't afford the E. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.